on to Health Talk Radio Africa, the show that inspires you to improve your health, educates you on health and nutrition issues. We offer practical tips on daily living so you can have better health. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, a doctor in nutritional sciences, talking to you from the city in the sun, Nairobi, Kenya. To another episode of Health Talk Radio Africa. It's been a lovely week. I am happy to see it end. However, this week I had a dinner invitation from a lovely couple and business colleagues. And as we sat down to dinner, I noticed a big tray next to the dining table. The tray had six big plastic tubs of dietary supplements of all kinds and colors. And I asked the couple if they took all the supplements, and they nodded yes. And then I asked, why are you taking so many supplements? And I was even more shocked by the answer. They said, if something is good for you, then surely it's more is better for you. They were shocked to hear that they were misinformed and find out that actually they were harming their body. And that is why I'm having this radio program today, which is titled The Basic Truth About Dietary Supplements. What is a dietary supplement? Well, the textbook definition of a dietary supplement is a product that is intended to supplement the diet with one or more of the following, such as a vitamin or mineral or herbs, amino acid, metabolite, or concentrate. A dietary supplement can be taken either in chewable form, capsule, a tablet or a pill, or liquid form. So this episode, we are focusing on vitamin and mineral dietary supplements. This is just to set the record straight. Now, there is a trend that is global, that people who are using supplements tend to be healthy, physically active, they are non-smokers, they are not overweight, and they consume a healthy diet. In other words, they don't need a dietary supplement. So you're probably wondering, so who needs to take a dietary supplement? There are actually up to 10 groups of people who need to take a dietary supplement. That is a multivitamin and mineral supplement, or one form of another, like a vitamin or a mineral. The first group is babies at birth. If it is in a hospital setting, the nurses and doctors will give the infant, the newborn, a vitamin K injection or a liquid, a small drop. And this is to stop bleeding or hemorrhagic disease. The second group of people that needs a dietary supplement are people who eat very little food, and they are not able to take or to get their nutritional requirements. People, especially the elderly, especially those in low socioeconomic status. A Another group of people who need to take a dietary supplement are those who eat very little food, low calorie or low fat diets, and they are not able to meet their nutritional requirements. The fourth group are people with increased nutritional requirements. Now, this may not be necessarily sick people, but for example, women who are pregnant and who are breastfeeding or lactating, they have increased nutritional requirements of select or few nutrients such as iron, calcium, and folate. People with chronic illnesses also have increased requirements, and sometimes they may not be able to meet their nutritional requirements. People suffering from cancer, for example, or certain digestive system conditions, they may need certain or multivitamin and mineral supplement. The sixth group are vegetarians. Yes, vegetarians who restrict entire food groups without consuming an appropriate substitute. For example, if the vegetarian cuts out milk and milk products and even eggs completely from their diet without getting a substitute, they need to get a supplement because they fail to meet their daily nutritional requirements. The seventh group of people are those who make bad lifestyle choices, such as smokers. Yes, if you're a heavy smoker or even a light one, you may need a little extra vitamin C. If you're a heavy drinker, you will need a multivitamin and mineral supplement, especially when you have liver conditions setting in. Another group of people who need nutritional supplements are athletes, especially those who have low iron stores in their body. And last but not least, group of people who need nutritional supplements are young women of childbearing age who intend to get pregnant and have a healthy infant. They should take folate to make sure that they have enough folate or folic acid stores in their body. This will prevent problems with a newborn, such as spinal problems like spinal bifida. Now, before starting to take a dietary supplement, there are things that you should do. First, go to your doctor who will do the following. They will perform a complete assessment of your health status just to make sure that you are healthy, and if not, to make sure that they prescribe to you the correct dietary supplement. They will look at laboratory results, and in addition, you should do the following. Tell the doctor, show the doctor all the prescription medications you're taking, all over-the-counter medications you're taking. It's important. In addition to that, carry all your other dietary supplements that you're taking. Tell the doctor the dose of each medication or supplement, how frequently you're taking it, and why are you taking it in the first place? Do you have a condition or an illness, or just taking it because someone told you? Tell the doctor any adverse reactions you may have had to the medication or supplement. It's important. And last but not least, discuss with the doctor how much food you're eating, what you're not taking, and the doctor will be able to make an accurate prescription or recommendation on the type of dietary supplement you should be taking. In addition, He or she will tell you the correct dose and the frequency. Now, how do you select a supplement? Suppose you walked into a store and decided you needed to take one dietary supplement for yourself. Well, first of all, make sure that it is a balanced multivitamin and mineral supplement. Now, it doesn't matter which part of the world you're in, whichever brand of supplement you take, I'm talking about the vitamin and mineral supplement, make sure the label has the following, okay? The first thing you're going to look at or look for are the words food supplement. Look at that in the label. Does it say it? If it is, it's good. It's a good start. Look for the names of the nutrients and substances, even additives. Look for the portion that is required for daily use. Does the tab of your supplement say take one tablet every day or twice a day? You must look for that. Look for a warning that says do not exceed that stated dose. If it says take one tablet per day, the label should always say do not exceed more than one tablet per day. There should be a statement that says this supplement should not be a substitute for eating a healthy diet or a varied diet. Supplements are not supposed to replace food. Also, the most important part is that the label should say keep away from children. If your supplement does not say that on the label, please don't buy it. Just don't buy it. Don't waste your money. Please, please, the supplement on the label should say the actual recommended dose. It really should say that. If it has none of this, folks out there, just put back the tab of vitamins, minerals, or whatever it is that you or dietary supplement you want, and just put it back and go for another brand that has this. Second, or another one that we really take for granted, is that the manufacturer of the product should not make any claim saying that this multivitamin mineral should prevent, treat, or cure a disease. That is lies, complete lies for you. Now, don't take it for granted, but also the supplement that you're trying to buy should actually have a batch number and the expiration date and the name and address of the manufacturer. That is a must. All this must be in on the label. Please let me give you a few warnings or caution about supplements. Now, we said that a supplement can be taken either in a liquid, a tablet, capsule, or chewable form. Now, please, that is your reference. Whichever you choose, it's your preference, it's your choice. But please be aware that a chewable vitamin C tablet can dissolve the upper layer of your tooth. That is called the tooth enamel. So anytime you take a chewable vitamin C, watch out for your teeth. Now, second warning I would really caution you is taking dietary supplements can result in toxic levels. High doses of vitamins can actually build up in the body. Not all vitamins, certain vitamins, especially the fat-soluble ones. They can build up in the body and cause health problems. I'll give you just two examples. Vitamin A. Our bodies need vitamin A, but we don't need them in such high doses that they accumulate in the bodies and cause toxic levels. How do you know? Well, your hair will start falling off. You start getting hair loss. Another nutrient that can cause problems is iron. Our human bodies require iron, but in high doses, it tends to accumulate and causes a lot of health problems. The other warning I would like to give you is look if on the label of the product or dietary supplement it states organic or natural. Usually these ones are more expensive than the regular supplements that do not say organic or natural. And it does not mean that if it is organic or natural, it is more effective than others. That's all a marketing gimmick. Watch out for additives that are not needed by the body. For example, if you ever find a word such as carnitine or inositol, these are just marketing tools. The body doesn't need them, all right? These are just strategies to get you to buy them. Another strategy manufacturers get you to buy is they'll use words such as relieve stress. That means if you buy their multivitamin and mineral supplement, you're going to have your stress relieved. Now, folks, please, 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 taking a vitamin and mineral will never make life less stressful. It's simply impossible. It's just impossible. Now, the most important warning I'm going to give you, if you forget everything else, just don't forget this one. There are vitamins and minerals for children. Children should never take vitamins and mineral supplements belonging to adults. If you're an adult, don't share your vitamin capsule or liquid form with a child. Okay? Children have their own nutrient requirement levels for them, which are different for adults. So never, never, never give your vitamin or mineral supplement to a child. Children can quickly build up toxic levels of vitamin and minerals in their body if given the adult doses. So please, it's best to buy a vitamin and mineral for children. Specifically, it should say for children. So listeners, never break your tablet into half and give one half to your child. Please don't give half a teaspoonful of liquid vitamin that is for adults to a child. You will be poisoning them. And I don't believe there's any parent who would like to poison their children. Now, oh folks, people believe many things about dietary supplements. The following are things I'm going to tell you are the wrong reasons why people take vitamins. They are the wrong belief. And there's a belief out there that says that, to this effect, that the food supply or soil contains inadequate nutrients, and that is why we need to take supplements. An agriculture specialist was asked this question, and the agriculture specialist simply said, soil does not contain nutrients meant for human consumption. Soil contains nutrients to support plant growth. If the nutrients in the soil were for humans, then humans would simply eat soil, and humans would get their nutrients from the soil. Folks, do you eat soil? Humans do not eat soil for nourishment. So never, ever believe that soil contains inadequate nutrients. That's why we need to eat or swallow dietary supplements. Another wrong belief is that supplements can provide energy. Oh God, nothing is that. The truth is supplements and vitamin and mineral supplements do not provide any form of energy. None at all. None at all. All right? Another wrong belief is that supplements can improve athletic performance and make the body leaner without any physical work or exercise. Oh, come on, guys. You've watched the Olympics. You've watched the Commonwealth Games. You've watched those football games on TV. Ask any athlete out there, including your local one, and they will tell you to win any race or any game, they had to put in long hours of hard physical work to train their body and win that race. A multivitamin and mineral supplement will not do that for them. You have to put in physical work, exercise. Another wrong belief out there is that supplements can prevent, treat, or cure certain illnesses, all ranging from the common cold to cancer. Guys, if you believe that, I don't know. But for whoever believes it, I will tell them, ask any doctor, and they will confirm that it is simply not true. It is simply not true that you can cure an illness using multivitamin and minerals. You can get rid of a deficiency, but cure an illness, it's a tall order. Supplements will help a person cope with stress. That is another wrong belief. No pill or supplement will help a person cope with stress. People react differently to stress. All right, there are people, professionals out there that help people cope with different life situations and cope with stress. But I can tell you folks out there, taking a pill will not help you cope with stress. Please, please remember the following. All the nutrients that we need can come from food. So why not just eat food? Food has so much more to offer than any multivitamin and mineral supplement. Think about it. The nutrients in food come in an endless combination and varieties. Together with water, fiber. The food also has carriers that, or even things that help improve absorption of nutrients in the digestive system. Food also stimulates the digestive system to keep it healthy and regular. And food provides energy that we need anyway on a daily basis. Another thing that supplements will not do is that food also offers pleasures, a feeling of fullness, and great opportunities for us humans to socialize as we are eating. Supplements can't do that. I'll tell you folks out there, supplements are just that. They are supplements. They supplement the food we eat or the food we do not get enough of. The nutrients that we don't get enough of. That's what supplements do. They are supplement. Folks, that's all I have for you in this short episode. Remember to stay healthy and eat healthy. Until next time, goodbye. Thank you. team at Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.